ENT Oilfield, Bonneville, Pontiacs, Hockey and Lakeland Connect. Michael Menzies here in your second intermission, joined alongside Chris Schmidt, the head coach and general manager of the Grand Prairie Storm. And, well, for your team right now, how would you evaluate the start overall for your group? Obviously, a strong regular season and a strong playoffs, but maybe not the strongest start to the regular season. But how would you evaluate it overall?
I'd say that's fair. I think our expectations are high, and I think maybe the first couple weekends weren't great. I think the last five games have been pretty good. We just haven't got some results. I think that's hockey. It's not always going to the result. Each game isn't going to necessarily is indicative of how you've played. But I think we've been better. We've been stronger, more detailed. So hopefully continue that tonight.
Well, and watching some of the games, and you have a road trip like you do, three straight against the same team up in Fort McMurray. I thought for stretches and these games, you know, your team was dominating in a way, but then one rush the other way or just an untimely goal and it was in the back of your net. Is that kind of where, okay, for segments of the game you like it, but maybe these individual moments that are kind of undoing the good that your team is creating, is that a fair analysis?
Yeah, and I guess when you do lose a game potentially that you played well in, there's always breakdowns that cause the other team to score. I think that you know, you want to limit those mistakes and errors, but at the same time, there was a bunch of good. So, you know, it's not all going to be – it's not perfect. It's hockey, and there's mistakes everywhere, and that's how – there's chances to begin with as someone's made a mistake. So I think we just want to limit those, limit the big ones, and then keep doing the good things that we've done, and just, again, hopefully we'll score more goals than they.
Well, and, you know, you're able to return – a lot of key contributors from last year's team, something like eight of your top 10 scorers from last year, come back. And so last year is your first year. You know, you're setting the groundwork about what your team's going to look like. How was it different this year, knowing you had a lot of returning players that knew the type of program that you like to run?
Well, it's always comforting when you know the kids, for sure. You just know what you're getting, know what to expect. They know what to expect. So there's a lot less variables going in. I think it's just sometimes it's, and I've talked to these guys, just when you've had, let's say, individual success a season before, sometimes you forget how hard it was to accomplish that. So you think maybe, you know, if I just kind of, I'll go out there and I'll do the same thing, but man, it's hard. Every team's good in this league. There's no gimmies. There's no free goals. So I think for us, it's just getting back to basics of outworking teams, and then that skill will show. Like, the skill is there. It's just, can the skill outwork the other team? And then all of a sudden the skill kind of shows.
You know, I was just looking at how your schedule rolls throughout the year, and November staring you down with, I think, 8 of 9 road games coming up. And so this start of a 4-game homestand seems like a big opportunity for your team to kind of, you know, settle in and try to claw some of those points back.
Yeah, you always want to just get points when you can. Don't matter if it's September, October, on the road, at home. They're all important at the end of the year. They don't ask you when you got them. It's do you got them. So we just take every game individually. Each game is the most important game of the year. The next one's the most important. So tonight's the most important game of the year. We're trying to try win this one. And then after this one's over, we'll get ready for Saturday's game.
You know, and looking some big names that are not in the lineup with Ethan Kronwitz, Zachary Wilson, some injuries there that you're going through. I would say that this team has a lot of depth, though. So is an opportunity for some of these maybe lesser known, the unheralded names now to get more of those looks and more of those chances?
Absolutely. I think depth's important. You know, every year it shows itself how important it is. Last year we went through a stretch, I think 18 games through November, December, January, 18 games with an AP forward in the lineup. So it is important. Every team wants it. And obviously it's a great opportunity for the guys that have been in and out to be kind of playing every night, and guys to kind of move up into different roles that maybe they're looking forward to that opportunity. So I trust, I guess, all our guys to go out there, and I expect them to go do the job, beat the guy across from them on Bonneville, and hopefully win the game.
Leland Gill comes in, acquired as a 20-year-old netminder from the OJHL. And statistically, is having a fantastic start to the year. what, for someone who hasn't watched him in person, just what do you notice about him technically? Like, what, why do you think he's had such a great start?
He's tall and he's very calm. He doesn't, it's not a wild game he plays. It's a positional game. And like I said, he's calm. He just makes a lot of stuff look easy right now. And that's always comforting, you know, when a goalie just looks like he's in control. He's really settled in. I think he's becoming more comfortable, and he's had a great start to the season.
As you settle in, pair against the Bonnie Volpaniacs, maybe a word just about your opponent. When you see them, break them down in video, what do you notice and what do you expect in terms of the matchup with your team?
Hard work. It seems to start and end with hard work with this team. That's been very impressive. You try to, you know, reiterate that to our group. Like, you know, it's going to be a tough battle. This is a group that is just working hard all the time. So that's what I'm expecting tonight, and we need to match that. If we don't match it, it's tough to win games when you're outworked. So we need to work as hard as them, and then hopefully execute better, and then we win the game.
Thank you for your time. Best of luck in this one.
Thank you very much.